You're listening to SBS News.
7 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin launched an invasion of Ukraine, labelling it a special military operation, the United Nations General Assembly voted at an emergency session in New York to demand an immediate halt to the incursion. The resolution was approved by 141 countries. Five nations, Russia, Belarus, North Korea, Eritrea, and Syria, voted against it, while 38 countries abstained from voting, including India and China. The two countries had also sat out voting on a resolution a week earlier on the Ukraine crisis. At the time, India's ambassador said only that global order was anchored on international law and respect for the territorial sovereignty of all states. That comment prompted praise from Russia for what it called India's independent and balanced position. Since those votes, the West has openly rebuked China, with NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg urging China's government to clearly condemn the invasion, warning that NATO was closely monitoring any signs of China supporting Russia. Australia joined the chorus too, with Defence Minister Peter Dutton warning China's failure to call out Russia should send alarm bells across the world. But Lowy Institute research fellow Teesta Prakash points out the West has so far refused to publicly call out India. In fact, nations such as Australia have moved to bolster their ties with the country, with Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne recently announcing the establishment of a new Centre for Australia-India Relations. Professor Prakash says India's non-committal stance on Russia isn't surprising.
In 2020, when the Myanmar coup happened, India also refrained from calling out, it basically was quiet during that time. And that's largely because India has always been non-aligned in that it really views these kind of matters as the country's internal matters and therefore not something that India's it's not India's place to comment on these issues. So while it is a democracy and it perhaps the biggest one because of virtue of its population, India has never been a democracy promoter.
But Professor Prakash believes the silence of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi over Mr. Putin's actions in Ukraine is more than just a non-interference policy.
The main reason why this has happened is India's relationship with Russia is very, very, it's key, crucial defense relationship. 86% of India's military defense hardware is from Russia. And if India needs to stand up to China, which all the Quad partners and the West wanted to, it needs Russia's support. That's why it hasn't called out Russia.
John Blaxland, Professor of International Security and Intelligence Studies at the Australian National University, agrees.
Russia has been very helpful for India in containing the security challenge posed by Pakistan and China on its land borders to the northwest and north. Russia would probably say they are supporting, others may say by effectively abstaining from votes at the UN that provided that tacit support.
The Soviet Union and later Russia long supported India against Pakistan in the Kashmir conflict. The UN Security Council called for international intervention on the matter in 1957, 1962 and 1971. All three resolutions were vetoed by the Soviet Union, leading to the widely used political slogan in India, "Indians and Russians are brothers." While China denies endorsing the invasion, Professor Blaxland says its behaviour cannot be compared to India's.
China's role as a facilitator for Putin's confidence to attack is much more significant than India's. Putin did not come to Delhi to seek support for the war in Ukraine. He went to Beijing. I think, we'd be kidding ourselves if there wasn't a frank discussion between Putin and Xi about the prospect of a neat and tidy short decapitation of the Ukrainian government by Russian Spetsnaz special forces.
But to really understand why the West is not criticising India over its stance on Russia, Professor Prakash says it comes back to what's going on strategically in the Indo-Pacific region.
India needs to stand up to China, as does Australia, as does the US, as does Japan. And the way it can stand up to China is by having those Russian arms, those Russian supplies, those Russian sort of defense equipment. So the West really understands India's predicament right now and its strategic sort of constraints and liabilities. And that is why there is more sort of a subtle solidarity with India rather than, and with China there isn't that, because they know that the Russia-China relationship is it could be confronting from the Indo-Pacific.
Professor Prakash believes leading Western nations, particularly fellow members of the Quad Security Alliance, are also wary that publicly calling out India over the Ukraine crisis could backfire.
I don't think the West is turning a blind eye. I think there is subtle pressure that is being applied on New Delhi. But the West, and when I say the West, I mean, you know, its Quad partners, so the US, you know, Australia, even Japan, they know and they understand very well that publicly calling out India has never worked in their favor. And in fact, it could stir resentment within New Delhi. So I think there is private sort of conversations that diplomats and diplomatic channels are having.
And according to Professor Blaxland, the Quad partners are eager to avoid making life more difficult in public for India than it already is.
But I'm quite confident that behind the scenes they are pressing India to take a more constructive and critical role in pressing Russia to make concessions and to see the conflict come to an end.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.